Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shedd. I'm a writer for Zone, the Viking Age, as well as Zone Coverage, Bring Me the News, and the Brookings Register. And my co-host is Adam Patrick, who is the managing editor of thevikingage.com. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses, to our subscriber base, which is now 1,000 people strong. I made the call. You would be proud of me for Friday, Adam, because I was like, we're at 999, and I challenge all of you to get us to 1,000 by the next episode. Happened like 5 minutes later.
We're definitely over 1,000 now.
Yeah, it's, I believe, 1,011 when I logged on. So 12 people were like, hell yeah, let's do this. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Adam, before we get going, I just want to say I wish the NFL draft was this week. We're going to get into why exactly a little bit later, but it just feels like we're kind of stuck in neutral, and let's just say we're digging at things that aren't necessarily there, like Justin Jefferson not showing up to voluntary workouts. Kevin O'Connell spoke to the media. He said a lot, didn't really say much at all, though. And he said that he's had great dialogue with Justin over the last couple of weeks and said he hopes he sees him soon. Thanks, Kevin. Are you concerned about Justin Jefferson not showing up to voluntary workouts?
No, because he did this last year, too. So this isn't anything new. I think last year, he when he came to mandatory minicamp, he explained that, you know, he had a lot going on. He had a bunch of endorsements and marketing stuff to fulfill. And since he's still one of the most popular players in the NFL right now, I'm assuming that's probably the same case for this year as well. It's a lot of free time this time of year to film, like, you know, those Little Caesars commercials and whatever other stuff he's planning to do before the season. At the same time, he doesn't really need to go. I mean, he's probably got his own thing, you know, his own training regimen down or whatever that he likes to do that works for him, that he's figured out the last few off seasons that he likes. You know, he knows the offense pretty well. I'm curious to see after the draft, like if there's an OTA session, if he shows up then to kind of try and get on the same page as you know, if they draft a quarterback, that would seem like it would be a good idea. But at the same time, he's also in a contract negotiation. And that's something that shouldn't be ignored. But at the same time, it's not something that anyone has ever indicated has been a problem or created some sort of rift between the Vikings and Jefferson. He's always been, you know, want to say like, whatever, it'll take care of itself. I'm not really worried about it. So no, I'm not worried about him not showing up to voluntary workouts. A lot of players around the league don't show up to voluntary workouts. I don't think Tom Brady ever did. And he did okay during his career. But I will say, if he doesn't show up to mandatory minicamp, which I believe is on June 4th, you could start to worry then. But there's been no indication that he won't show up to that to this point.
I think that's the high water mark date, right? Or like I don't know what you want to call it. Like it's not really a deadline, because I don't think I would be surprised if they reached a deal by June. But at the same time, so like
he could always show up and not participate. Like it's mandatory to be there. Like didn't Danielle Hunter do that where he was like, yeah, I'll be there, but I'm not going to do anything.
And then the next day they were like, here's $20 million. Yeah. And he goes, okay, well, I'm still not doing anything. And they're like, no, don't worry about it. I mean, that's kind of it, because there's a lot of money on the line for Justin Jefferson here. They were kind of discussing, you know, this isn't an easy contract to work out.
No.
Like we've been kind of talking like it's just like hand him a blank check, which if you and I are in charge of the Vikings, we're probably like, what do you want? How much do you want? How many years do you want? All right, cool. You're You're Justin Jefferson. We're going to give it to you. He wants north of $30 million a year. He also wants something close to quarterback money. And I don't know if you've noticed, quarterback money keeps going up because Kirk Cousins just got $45 million a year on a torn Achilles. So, I mean, if we were going 1 to 10, 3,
yeah,
maybe.
Right now.
Maybe like a 2.75, I would say. Yeah. Because, like you mentioned, I did forget about like the endorsements. Like, this is the time they film that stuff. And then there's also, you know, the contract negotiations. I mean, Albert Breer hit a report last week where he said that he believes Jefferson will be on the roster for the foreseeable future. And he also made the point that trading Jefferson makes things very difficult on a young quarterback, which I've been saying the entire time while all these TikTok creators and Twitter people are going like, hey, top five, Justin Jefferson, trade Jefferson. We gonna put him with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes need a target. We're just going to restructure everybody. All you got to do is say we're going to come to have you take a pay cut. We got to adjust Jefferson. Like, call, follow, subscribe for more. Like, I'm sorry, I blacklisted.
Oh, I know. I think I saw today some Patriots sites or whatever writing about how, like, Justin Jefferson not showing up shows he's unhappy or whatever with the Vikings. I'm like, come on, do some research before you, mislead some people. Because this happened last year.
It's wishful thinking is what it is. Sorry.
For sure. And we're all guilty of that.
I was just saying, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if there was a chance we could get Justin Jefferson in any trade, we go, well, maybe. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. All the Bengals fans that keep making photoshops of him in a Bengals uniform. I'm sure that's time well spent because, you know, paying Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and Justin Jefferson just makes a ton of sense because you can't pay anyone else, but just throw the ball just chuck it up in the air every time and you'll be great. But yeah, like this right now, this is just, I've seen a bunch of outlets where I'm sure some aggregators like, you know, ML football, JPA rumors or whatever they're fucking called now. It's just like, oh, Justin Jefferson didn't show up to OTAs. There must be trouble brewing in Minnesota. It's got to be like, the first thing's got to be like, stunning. The first bold letters or whatever to begin the post. All right.
Red alert.
Get those engagements, which Elon doesn't really pay you well for. I think I saw someone got like a post the other day that had like 34 million views and they got like $25. So yeah, not worth it. But yeah, it's just fun. It's April 15th. There's stuff needs to be talked about because I'm pretty sure visits for prospects have to be finished by this week, within this week. So like, there's,
well, yeah, I don't think they have a guy here on next Tuesday. That'd be pretty wild,
right? But. So, because I think Jaden Daniels is coming. He's going to Minnesota this week. I think that's what the rumor was, that he'd be in town this week. But yeah, like it's just. It's stuff to talk about, but right now, if you're a Vikings fan, if you're worried about Justin Jefferson leaving, there's no reason to feel that way right now. All right, you there?
When do you think this whole contract drama needs to be solved?
Before the season. Like, I mean, they've gone down to the wire. We saw with Dalvin Cook, they signed him in September. I think they might have signed Brian O'Neill in September too, his extension. So like, they'll go down to the wire. I think they would prefer to get it done probably when he returns for training camp because I don't, you know, you don't want him to, you know, get an ear infection and have his equilibrium be thrown off and just can't practice this summer like somebody else who just got an extension from the Vikings. Because I think if Justin Jefferson doesn't have an extension by training camp, I don't even know if it would be smart for him to practice because what if he does get hurt out on the field and then, you know, they're like, oh, well, I guess you got to take less money because you got hurt. So I would like to hope that they can figure something out by the time he comes back for training camp. Otherwise, I don't know if he's going to be taking part in much of training camp. It'll be like, oh, everyone's here and Jefferson's doing work on the side, which is like stretching with resistance bands pretty much the whole time and working with medicine balls.
Just right on the sideline, just back and forth. Great job, Justin. You're doing a great job. He pulls like his lat like with a resistance band somehow because it's Minnesota sports. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to add something else. No. There. Let's just move on. This is enough. Justin Jefferson. I didn't even want to lead off with that, but I mean, it's just kind of like everybody's talking about it. Like,
gotta get out of the way.
The aggregators. Shocking. Depressing. Yeah. Maddening.
Yeah.
beautiful. Okay, let's move on. You were talking about that guy who had an ear infection and got a new contract. Well, he spoke to the media for the first time since his injury. We're talking about TJ Hockenson, who is recovering from a multi-ligament knee injury. The good news is he's being cautiously optimistic about his return. I don't need to see him by week one. I'm just going to put it out there. Like, if he misses the first two games and he's back week three, fine. Like, I don't want to see him get re-injured or anything else. I just think he should take his time with that. But he did have a lot to say on the hit that injured him from Detroit Lions safety Kirby Joseph. He said he did not believe it was a dirty plays, but players need to protect the players. He said, I would rather have a concussion that puts me out 2 weeks or 3 weeks. This puts me out for 9 months. I can't even train. I would have had a normal offseason getting ready for the season. I know some concussions are worse than others, and I don't want to go down that train of what's worse and what's better, but I've had a concussion. It took me a week. I'm just looking at it from that pure timetable. What do you think about Hockenson's comments to have his brains bashed in rather than his knee?
I mean, he's probably sharing a similar opinion of a lot of people. They'd rather just be on the field than have to miss all that time. And, you know, especially if they have in-game bonuses or something where they get paid per time they're on the field. But as we've seen, in the long run, you're better off not getting a bunch of concussions instead of knee injuries. Now, knee injuries, you know what? You don't really want either. Like severe injuries, knee injuries like the one he got, you don't want that either. I think if he looks back on it in, you know, 10 or 20 years and is like, you know, I'm so glad I had 15 concussions instead of two torn ACLs, I don't think he would be saying that because his life would probably be a lot different. But yeah, I thought it was interesting that he talked about the hit and kind of didn't blame the Lions defender for hitting him in the knee because of the rules or whatever. And it's like it was pretty intentional. Like he did the same hit against the Rams tight end in the playoff game with Higbee. So like it's obviously been something that's been told to him to do. But yeah, with Hockenson, I don't think it's a big deal if he's not ready for week one. It sounded like he was like, oh, well, we'll see. That doesn't sound like someone who's confident that he'll be ready for week one. I'm going to assume that he starts on the year on the pup list. I would think so, that he would do that so they can have an extra roster spot for somebody. And plus, they have Johnny Munt. What do they got to worry about? So they'll be fine.
He's the best third tight end in the league that gets promoted to the number one tight end.
And they got Josh Oliver, who catches like 10 passes for, you know, for $7 million a year. So they're good.
That's so weird to me. Like that usage. It's like Josh Oliver was actually a receiving tight end at San Jose State. Yeah. And they just, you are our number two tight end. That is your role. But number one, yeah, so am I number, no, that belongs to Johnny Munt. You are number two. You are number two. Let's talk about the hit. That's what interests me more out of this, because you did say it's intentional, and I think it was. I don't think it was intent to injure. I think it was intent to go for the leg and take him down, because NFL players can't hit anybody anywhere. They can't hit him in the head. They can't, you know, soon they will take this out of the game. Within 5 years, I bet you there will be a penalty for
head to the head. Well, it should be, you know, connecting with the helmet, shouldn't it be? Like, aren't you right, not supposed to lead with the helmet?
Exactly. Like I don't have a problem with like helmet to helmet hits and like defenseless receiver and that stuff. Like sometimes you see a big hit and somebody leads with their shoulder, but I mean, that's also human elements. Like the refs are going, if a hit looks like some guy, like, you know, decked somebody, you're going to throw the flag. Like that's just kind of how the rules are constructed, but you can't do a hip drop tackle anymore. You can't do a horse collar tackle anymore. That's how they're teaching guys to take down these tight ends. Cause if you hit them in the middle, you're just going to bounce right off of them. Because I think I didn't look it up, but how much heavier is TJ Hockenson than Kirby Joseph? And I'm not defending, you know, Kirby Joseph for the hit, because I don't think it's right. But, you know, the Lions are going, okay, what wins this football games and what is legal right now? Like, that's a legal hit right now. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Like there is no penalty for taking out a guy's knee. And I think it should change. The problem is, like, you're just confusing the hell out of everybody where, you know, it should just be, hey, don't hit him in the head. Like really, like anything below the shoulders, go for it. Free reign. But I mean, you're basically just like, okay, now you have this small moving target where, and you know what other guys are going to do? They're going to try and sell it. Like I watched the Timberwolves the other day get their shit beaten by the Suns, and Devin Booker gets like brushed in the face. And he's like, he broke my nose. What is going on?
It's a soccer player thing where you like, you get hit in the, leg and you grab your head. You're like,
And then he's totally Naz Reid, like just kind of gently shoves a guy and he gets thrown out for a flagrant too. Mark Jackson, what happened to the game I love? Like, I don't know. Like, do you think I'm crazy on this? What do you think of my stance that they're just basically going to say, yeah, you can't hit anybody anywhere, so more injuries like this are going
to
happen?
No, I think you go back to, I think it was a tweet that Harrison Smith had a couple weeks ago when they made the rule for the hip drop where he's like, do I like it? No. But do I understand, you know, the NFL is trying to protect their business and keep the, you know, top guys out on the field? Yeah, I understand that. And then, you know, he's like, does it make my job harder? Yeah. But, you know, it's the rules. There's new rules on both sides of the field every year. Like, look at the kickoff. Like, they got to figure out a brand new thing for the kickoff this year. There's just rules everywhere. I think it's always just, it's weird to like, sometimes they're trying to make football less violent when it's just, it's impossible. Like, it's, you're asking guys to play at 100 miles an hour and adjust to stuff, you know, in the air. It's like they're like skydiving and they're asking you to like figure things out, make decisions in the air while you're falling, you know, to your death or whatever. That might have been a little dramatic, but like, yeah, it's football. It's one of the most violent sports in the entire world. And you're trying to make it safer, which is just kind of impossible, unless you just start playing flag football, which I don't think anyone wants to see. People like to watch it because of the physicality. I would say that it's still a physical game, but it's not like the 70s where like guys were literally launching their whole bodies into other guys' heads when their helmets were made out of like plastic.
Little toy like batting helmets you would get at a baseball game.
Yeah, so like it is safer. But like you can only make football so safe before you just kind of completely, you know, change the entire game. And I don't think they ever want to get to that, but they're just doing this stuff to make it safer, I guess. But yeah, like looking back at it, do I think that hit by Joseph was dirty? Yeah, I do. But does he also not really have much of a choice? No. So like someone like Dan Campbell is going to be like, all right, you can't hit him in the head. And, you know, so you might as well just go for the knees. And so that's probably what they're taught to do. I know someone else who taught that, who Dan Campbell used to be on the same staff of. So I wonder where he learned that. Sean Payton. It's hard to manage all that because it's football. It's going to be violent. You know, Anderson Dayhill coming out with those make football violent again things. But like he has a point where like you can only make it so safe before you just totally change the entire game. Like, didn't they try and get rid of fighting in hockey? Then the other day I saw everyone on the ice just started fighting immediately. Was it the Rangers and Devils?
Yeah. So they want people to like keep their helmets on when they fight.
What?
It's like, well, yeah. And
that seems worse.
Yeah. Well, and they don't want, you know, fist
when you head keep your contact. Keep your gloves on too?
Yeah. Well, no, they take the gloves off. I mean,
right.
That one Rangers guy, I can't remember his name, but he's like just this big dude. And like they showed him like a week after his debut and he's like got two black eyes and like freaking Ogie Oglethorpe out there.
Old school hockey.
Yeah, old time hockey. Wild fans love that shit. That's why Marcus Foligno is a fan favorite. Him and his wife that's hotter than Taylor Swift. Anyway, before I go into a hockey rant and get super angry about that. Other things that happened today. Brian O'Neill seems to be over Kirk Cousins. Of course, he had the 1 million billion trillion percent quote. Yeah, but please bring him back. I wouldn't want anybody else in the world. He then told reporters today, it's the same as any other teammate that moves on.
All right.
Call them and wish them and well. Wish them well and hope they play bad when they play us. Brian O'Neill also said he has not followed the draft, so he does not know who he wants the Vikings to take for a quarterback. I just block.
Is he trying to be a coach?
Apparently. I don't really have much to say here. It's just kind of, a lot of people were like, he'd show up to OTAs and be like, you're not Kirk. Like, kind of like Veronica Corningstone calling the news and Anchorman. You're not Ron. What are you doing?
Yeah, like Kevin O'Connell, he kind of, Brian O'Neill, just, you know, he said a lot without saying that much. Mm. He said a lot and didn't really say anything at all. Because he was practically begging Kirk Cousins to stay. And now he's like, I don't even remember him. I don't even know Kirk. Who that is. Who, Kurt? Who's that? I don't even know who that is. And then he doesn't pay attention to the draft. Okay. All right. You don't want to figure out who you might be blocking for, if it's gonna be, you know, Jaden Daniels running around everywhere, or
he might be the blindside guy if they take Michael Penix.
Right.
Like, he might want to know that.
So
like, oh shit, you're left handed. This isn't good.
I'm sure he was just like, I don't really want to talk to any, so I'm just going to say what I have to say and get the fuck out of here. It's first day of OTAs. I don't really want to talk to anybody. So he's a veteran. He just wants to show up, probably lift some weights today and get out of there. I think he just got married too. So
yeah.
He probably was actually busy with that this offseason. But yeah, I don't believe anything that he said.
Well, and then we got Kevin O'Connell, and like I said, he's so good at saying a lot, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. Said he's excited about adding Aaron Jones to the backfield. Okay.
All right.
Said he'll probably add another kicker to compete with John Parker Romo, who is... Is that K1 then? Is that how we pronounce that?
K1?
K1. Like, there's QB1. Is that K1?
Oh, kicker one.
Yeah.
I don't know kicker lingo. I don't know.
They should make that a thing. Just like K1 John Parker Romo. I also hope he wins the battle, because like JPR, like, I don't know. I like people with three letters in their
name. Is his first name John Parker, or is his last name Parker Romo?
I think it's just like three names, like Simeon Woods Richardson. There's no hyphen. Simeon Woods Richardson.
So when you're writing about him, do you write, like, you don't include his first name, so do you write Parker Romo, or do you write Romo?
So like Simeon Woods Richardson, you would write out Simeon Woods Richardson.
It's the whole name every time.
The whole name every time.
That's annoying.
Or like, I think, actually, maybe it's not that. Like, Woods Richardson, you would write.
Okay. So it would be Parker Romo.
Yeah. Parker Romo, I guess. Like, Carl Anthony Towns.
Either way, he might not even be on the team by the time the season starts.
He'll shank a couple of kicks and he'll be like, all right, who's on the waiver wire? Greg Joseph, you know, come on back.
It's gonna be funny when the Vikings straight up draft the quarterback, make everyone happy, and then their next pick will be what, day three? It'll be the fourth round, and they'll draft a kicker.
They'll trade up for the kicker. That's what they'll do.
They'll just get aggressive.
They'll pay more for the kicker than they did the quarterback, which is funny because that's what we're going to talk about now. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN says that the Vikings are in conversations to move up, but they would like to keep the number 23rd overall pick in the draft. He says this could make it difficult to move into the top five for a quarterback. The feeling is they're potentially looking out at McCarthy there, or one of the top quarterbacks, but they may not want to give up enough to get there. Last week, Kwesi mentioned that they have to take a swing at quarterback, but also mentioned that there were walk-away prices for certain prospects. So is this smoke, or are the Vikings getting sticker shock when it comes to trading up for a quarterback?
I think it's just the latest, you know, back and forth, where we heard from the Patriots recently, you know, it's going to take more than three first-round picks to trade with us. And it's like, okay, all right, you're just driving up. I think this is something similar, where the Vikings are like, we don't know if we want to part with our second first round pick. Might have to take other picks. In an ideal world, you would like to keep that pick, because you would rather have two first round picks than just one. But I think the whole purpose of completing that deal with the Texans, even though it was allegedly initiated by the Texans, the whole deal of agreeing to that was to get another first round pick this year. So you potentially either wouldn't have to give up your first round pick next year, or you wouldn't have to give up the one in 2026. You would love to keep that pick. And I think they might be able to, if they end up being able to trade with the Falcons or the Titans, who are in like the 7 or 8 spot. That might be more doable, but at the same time, they also know that you want, a quarterback. So they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, we'll just give it to you for whatever. So, like, that's the thing with all these trades. I think someone mentioned that today. I don't know. I think it was a Vikings reporter, but I can't remember. But they're like, yes. Or it might have been Field Yates where he was talking about, because I think they came out with a mock draft today, him and Mel Kiper. And I think the Vikings traded up and they traded up like 3 first round picks. And he was like, yes, it may say on the chart, like you only need this pick and this pick to move up in the first round. But that doesn't account for, you know, this being a draft where there's a ton of quarterbacks, where teams at the top need those quarterbacks probably as much as the teams that are trying to trade up. So there's going to be multiple teams that are also trying to trade up. So you have to outbid them. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to keep the 23rd overall pick if they want to move up and get a quarterback.
Like the idea of them just sticking with 11 and 23 is peak Vikings to me. Like that, yeah, that is,
I don't think it's going to happen.
That is the, like, well, you know, it was too much competitive rebuild, right? Oh my, we can't trade up for this.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Quarterback because of the present and the future. We need a man. And like the thing is too, Kwesi during, I can't remember what press conference or what it was, but he said, I'm retiring the competitive rebuild phase. Like
I think that was with O'Connell after free agency.
Right. Yeah. He retired the phrase. Competitive rebuild phrase. So if you balk at what it takes to trade into the top five, like at that point, yeah, nothing has changed. Like you could say things have changed, but
sticking with 11 and 23 would be like, you know, Mike Tice is there still, or Brad Childress is still there, or even Spielman. Like he didn't trade up. He never traded up in the top five. They had the pick with Khalil, but that's because they just sucked. So they already had that pick.
They traded back with that pick. They duped the Browns into an extra, what, fourth round pick?
Did they get Trent Richardson?
Trent Richardson. Oh, my God. Yeah. We got him. Got him.
And wait, was that the same? Did they get Brandon Weeden that draft too?
Yes, they did. They duped the Browns a second time too when they got Anthony Barr because they were eighth. And then the Browns traded up to get Justin Gilbert. And one of my favorite draft stories, just sidebar, but that was the Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater draft. And my friend Jerry really wanted Johnny Manziel.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. So they traded back, and they trade back. They take Barr, and they show Barr, and he's just chilling at his home with his family, private party. And Jerry just lost it. He's like, he's not even at the draft? What is this? Like, why aren't we taking Manziel? And
well, he's not going to be happy about J.J. McCarthy then. McCarthy's not going to the draft, so the Vikings get him.
Cross him off the board. Cross him off the board. He's not at the draft. Cross him off the board. This is like when you have a trade in your dynasty league, right? Like somebody's got something you want, and the first thing you do, if you're that owner with the asset that the other owner is coveting, is you ask for the moon, right? I was watching, I believe it's PHX Sports on YouTube. Yep. I stumbled across it this morning, and they're talking about the fourth pick, and they're like, nah, it's definitely going to cost 3 first round picks and another one. Like they're like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like a first, your number 11 pick. What number third, 23, what number third round pick? What? Like,
I think it's Bo. And who else is it? Bo Brack and somebody else. Can't remember it, but yeah. PHNX.
Yeah.
Cause they do the Cardinals podcast. They're pretty good though.
Yeah, they are. I checked them. I'm not bashing them at all. But I mean, they were just like, no, you got to have all of this because we're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. if you don't. And honestly, well, if they're just going to take Marvin Harrison Jr., why wouldn't you call the Chargers, who it's looking like Jim Harbaugh is actually pissed off at the Vikings for
it's Florio. Passing on him? Florio's throwing. I mean, I threw that out there like a couple weeks ago, too. Just to throw it out there. We're like, coaches are weird. They hold grudges for weird reasons. And of course, you know, Florio's going to pick that up because he loves to stir the pot.
A deadline spurs action here, because eventually they're going to get cords of the draft and the Patriots really want to trade down. Like they'll be like, okay, this is what we're going to get. All right, we'll do that deal. Or like the Cardinals, they'll be like, okay, yeah, we want to trade down and get picks. This is something, you know, we could still get Harrison.
which is why we haven't seen a deal yet, because the Vikings are probably like, we're going to call your bluff. And when we get to the draft, you're going to be like, all right, you want to make a deal? We'll do it. Send over your two first round picks, third rounder. We can get it done.
We'll kick back a seventh for the
Rick Spielman. And if you're Rick Spielman, you want to throw in Christian Darrisaw for some reason. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he thinks they should try and trade him in the Packets to move up. Of course, you would say that, Rick. You're trying to ruin the team you just got fired by.
I would 100% draft Malik Willis because he really responded well to an overrated chant. You know what would make this easier, though? The Vikings had the 8th pick instead of the 11th pick. Mike Florio, who we just mentioned, suggested that, you know, this was his idea for a settlement for the Kirk Cousins tampering case. Of course, if you've been living under a rock, Kirk Cousins basically talked to Atlanta the entire month of March and it was not in the legal negotiation window. Really? So we, by our count here and by what Kirk admitted to in the press conference, talked to Atlanta staffers, including the training staff. He recruited Darnell Mooney. He talked about Kyle Pitts, about the number 8 number, then backed off when he realized he had to pay for it, and a whole lot of other shit before the legal negotiating window. So the Falcons called him. They tampered with him.
That's why Kevin O'Connell, during that clip that we saw at the combine, while he was like so bummed or whatever, because he's like, oh, these guys have been talking for weeks.
Yeah. Like, do you think they got to the combine and like Kirk was like,
so you got the contract ready?
Well, guys, I really appreciate it, but like, there's another team.
I already bought a house in Atlanta.
Yeah. We got the moving receipts and everything.
Picked out schools and everything.
Yeah. We were talking to Mr. Florio about it. He was really nice and cool.
And they post a picture of his wife like post a picture of them. It might have been Kirk too, like at their school.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were visiting.
Yeah, preschool or something. Like, I don't know. Just
didn't give a fuck at all because he's like, I'm not losing any money. I'm still making the same amount of money. You guys are the ones who screwed it up. Shouldn't have been talking to me.
Well, and Florio's idea was that they would trade first round pick. And the precedent is that there was a settlement between the Eagles and the Cardinals last year because the Cardinals tampered with Jonathan Gannon. I think they talked to him when they weren't supposed to. So they're like, all right, let's just swap third round picks and call it good. Yep. His theory would be that it would be more because of a player. But in previous tampering cases, the team that has lost the player hasn't really gotten anything in return.
Right.
They have not. 2016, the Chiefs tampered with Jeremy Maclin. The Chiefs lost 3rd and 6th round picks and were fined $250,000. The Eagles did not receive compensation. Even worse, the Dolphins lost their first round pick and a fourth round pick. First round pick in 2023 and a fourth round pick in this year's draft for tampering with Tom Brady. New England did not receive compensation for that either. When they kind
of, that would have been Tampa.
Well, no, Miami tampered with. So you were saying Tampa should have gotten the draft pick because they signed him.
No, I'm saying you said New England didn't receive anything, but he was with Tampa when that where he was coming off a season with Tampa when that happened.
Oh, okay. I thought it was when his contract was expiring with New England.
And they got in trouble for talking with Sean Payton too. I think he was still under contract with the Saints, or they had his rights or something.
Yeah, Vikings connection with that story too, because
Brian Flores was Brian Flores. Yeah, he's the whistleblower. I kind of feel like probably, huh?
If the Vikings were to get compensation in this, and I don't think they will, I would be surprised if they did. What would you want? Would you?
Yeah, just a pick swap is fine.
First round pick swap would be pretty. I mean, it would be massive for the Vikings.
It would be huge for the Vikings, and I don't think it would be that severe for the Falcons.
No,
because they still get to pick their first round pick. It's still top 15.
Like, I don't think the Falcons should lose a pick over this, because there are other teams who have, like, I guarantee you have done way worse. Like, the Falcons got caught because Kirk was just like, well, I talked to everybody here and everybody's so nice.
What was it? Was it DeAndre Swift who signed like 2 minutes after the legal tampering period with the
Bears? Saquon Barkley signed like 10 minutes later.
Wow, you guys really got that deal hammered out pretty fast. You got visited facilities and everything. Wow.
The quick physical. They just had Dr. Nick do it.
Right.
yeah, you're good. You're good. We're great. It was the Twins doctors with...
I think swapping... I don't think it's going to happen, but I think swapping first-round picks would be fine, because... And I don't... I don't even think the Falcons would be totally against that, because they'd be like, this is way better than some other penalty. It was better than losing our first round pick.
So. They got their quarterback. Correct. Like, that's basically, it's like, did you get the guy? Okay, well, yeah, whatever.
And you said it happened, the Eagles and Cardinals happened like right before the draft last year. So
yeah, the day of the draft, they announced it.
Yeah, so we wouldn't even find out. And I'm sure the Vikings would find out before the public. I would hope so.
It would be like a Tice situation. Like it would be pick seven. Like, all right, we're not on the clock for three more. I got to go to the bathroom. Like, let's just take care of this right now. And then all of a sudden they're on the clock. Yeah. Like Kevin O'Connell comes out of the John, like, hey, Quasey, did you know we're on the clock?
Yeah.
What shit?
I mean, that worked out. They got Kevin Williams. So everyone always clowns on them for that, but I mean, it worked out pretty well.
That's just a slap on the wrist for Atlanta, says FT Natty Man. I don't really care. Like, Atlanta's going to get punished when Kirk Cousins chokes in the playoffs.
Who did the Vikings sign this year? They signed Jonathan Greenard. You don't think they were talking to him before?
Yeah.
He was pretty quick to sign with the Vikings. You don't think they were talking to him before? You know, Van Ginkle. They signed a bunch of guys on the first day, like Van Ginkle, Grenard. Did they sign Aaron Jones? Well, Aaron Jones got released.
He was the next day, yeah. So, he was. I bet you Aaron Jones didn't really.
No, he was released, so they couldn't really talk to him. Who else is the other guy? Grenard, Van Ginkle. There was somebody else.
Cashman.
Yeah.
Blake Cashman, former Gopher.
He didn't. They didn't talk to his agent or something before. For the legal tampering period? Okay, come on.
Hashtag one of us, baby.
Yeah.
Is he?
Everyone does it.
New Zealand, right?
I mean,
no, that's CJ Ham.
He was drafted, so that doesn't count. Who would be the New Zealand? I don't know.
CJ Ham.
I did see something the other day where it was like the best undrafted players. I don't know if it was NFL history or so, like since 2000. And Thielen wasn't on there. And I was like, what? But Antonio Gates was on there. And he's probably the best undrafted player ever. John Randall.
John Randall. Yes. I'm trying to think of other undrafted players.
Kurt Warner.
Arian Foster. He was pretty good for a while there. But
he was undrafted?
Yeah. But he's also a running back and has no soul. So maybe he doesn't count.
Kurt Warner, obviously.
He
was undrafted. He was bagging groceries.
Let's close out by this. And no, I'm not going to talk about are the Vikings too nice to win a Super Bowl? I don't know. I've been on my Twitter rants before, and Aaron Henderson just went on.
He was
epic.
Yeah.
I had to scroll down so far just to find the tweet to write the story for Bring Me the News. I was like, where is it?
You responded to everybody. And he quote tweeted everybody. He didn't just reply. He just made a whole new thread every time.
It's kind of cordial of him to do that. He's just like, hey, just like, hey, this guy asked me this. This guy asked me. He used SMD a lot too, which Bashaud Breeland would be very proud of.
Shake my door. What's that?
Shake my door. Yes. we'll go with that.
All right.
Mock drafts are out of control.
What?
Let's just go with that. Sam Monson of Pro Football Focus dropped his latest mock draft today. And I say we go through the thing. What do you think?
Sure.
All right. Top three picks. Number one, Caleb Williams, Chicago.
Oh.
Shocker. That bold. Number two, J.J. McCarthy to the Washington Commanders. Okay.
All right.
Number three, Jaden Daniels to Denver.
Denver.
Did I read that wrong? I bet you it's New England.
That's right.
Right. So that's a trade. So Denver pays up more than the Vikings do.
All right.
Let me pull this up. Because now I'm kind of like, did I read that right or did I not read that right?
No, I think that was right. This is
great. This is the magic of live podcasting. Yes. So the Broncos traded up to three. I didn't catch this, but the Patriots receive pick number 12, 76, and a 2025 first round pick.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
So this means the Vikings were like, no, number 23 is off limits. We're not going to give you 23. So we could get Jerzon Newton with 23, which I would like. He's actually pretty good, but we're going to get a corner with 23. That's where we're going to do all this stuff. Okay. So anyway, the point I'm getting at here, we go all the way down to pick number 9 and the Vikings trade up. They trade the 11th overall pick and the 108th overall pick to the Chicago Bears to select Drake May. Selecting a quarterback or, you know, having a division rival trade you a pick so you can take a quarterback is a bold move, but it seems like it would be full Bears.
I think the Bears only have 4 picks this year, so they've been wanting to trade back that ninth pick. I guess if the Vikings gave him a good enough offer, they would do that. But yeah, like that'd be weird if you're here's your franchise quarterback, have at it.
So they have their quarterback and they have pick number 23. So what do they do with pick number 23? Well, this is a bit of an adventure because they trade down with the Patriots. They've been talking on the phone. They're like, hey, what if we traded down? So they get pick number 34 and they get pick number 68. And they take with the 34th overall pick, Michael Penix Jr. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah has a finance background, which means diversifying and hedging. Minnesota shocks the NFL by selecting quarterbacks in the first and second round.
This was a death wish. Gee, how many people would freak out? like, this isn't even like the RG3 Kirk Cousins thing where the Washington selected Kirk, or RG3 was what, the second or third pick, and then Kirk Cousins was a fourth round pick. This is, I don't even know if a team's ever done this where they've selected a quarterback in the first and second round. I unless it was like in the 30s when they had like 5 picks per round. I don't think a team has ever done this. This is out of the box, but it's like a little too out of the box. It's like you're like in space. Like that's how far out of the box you are. Like it's fun, I guess. People are talking about it. That's the goal of this, probably. To get people to talk about it, which they are. I would not bet a good amount of money on this being a scenario that actually happens for the Vikings.
Like the NFL draft is unpredictable.
Yeah.
I mean, we all understand that, but if they took 2 quarterbacks in the first 2 picks, there would be a lot of questions. I mean, it would just be awkward too at training camp. Like, hey, what's up? Like, yeah, the first one is going.
What is even the point?
What? Okay, so here's the thought. They took May at 9.
Yeah,
and they took Penix.
Penix. Would you say Penix is more pro ready than May right now?
Well, here's what they do. They start Penix, and then when his knees inevitably explode, they'll have Drake May waiting in the wings, and that's morbid. But I mean, it's Minnesota sports. Yeah. Like anything can happen, right?
Yeah, what about Sam Darnold? What do you do with him? Just throw
Sam Darnold
away? Throw him to the side?
Yeah, you have him hang out with Drake May after. He's like, hey, I've watched your tape, bro. Yeah. It's pretty good. I still can't get over Sam Darnold's introductory press conference where he's like, hey, guys, this is really cool being
so
here.
Ecstatic. So much excitement.
Whoa, yeah. This is fucking crazy. Why did they pay me this much money? See, this is
I told you this before insane. We even started recording that, like, I could see the Vikings drafting 2 quarterbacks this year, but not back to back, not first and second round. Like, if there's a guy, if, you know, Spencer Rattler's still around in the fourth or fifth round, you know, maybe they take a flyer on him or Joe Milton, somebody like that, but not someone who, in Michael Penix, who's had, you know, first round grade, who could probably start for a team, even if he's drafted high in the second round, he could probably emerge as a starter. I don't. Like that whole first, those 10 picks, like the Broncos trading up for one first round pick and then a pick next year and what, like a third or a fourth this year?
Yeah.
Like, that's not enough to move up. I don't know. It's mock drafts are fun sometimes. Sometimes they get a little crazy, and this one seems a little bit more probably on the crazier side.
Well, and the other thing is too, we were talking about, I mean, mock drafts click. Like, I'll show you how the sausage is made quickly, but mock drafts, they click. So, you throw something, and I mean, once you get to this point, like we were talking about, it's like we're out of ideas of shit that could happen during the draft. Unless if like Jaden Daniels breaks out the gas mask bong or something, like you pretty much got it covered, right?
Yeah.
So I
get some old tweets.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shot at my own mock draft right now, if you don't mind.
Oh boy,
okay. Do you mind?
No, I don't.
All right, because this is what I did this morning. Posted on Twitter, didn't get the likes, didn't get any of it.
Oh,
I want to do this here. So here we go. I didn't trade up.
All right.
Pick number 1 from Michigan, JJ McCarthy.
Oh,
still
wow.
On the board. Yeah. Didn't have to give up anything for him. It was all smoke at the top.
Pick
JJ
11.
McCarthy, you are a Viking. Pick number 23 from the University of Washington, Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, look at you. 2 in the first round.
2 in the first round. I didn't even trade back because you never know. Somebody could always snipe you. You could wind up with a guy, and you got your diversified funds.
Yeah.
So J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., you are a Viking. 108th overall pick in the fourth round from the University of Tennessee. Joe Milton III.
Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph. I know you pushed off in the Superdome back in the day and set the franchise back 2 years. But, you know, I listened to what you were saying. I said, you know, project guy like that, Joe Milton, you are a Viking. 129th overall pick, quarterback Jordan Travis from Florida State. Hell yeah.
I actually wouldn't mind him.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice round. Little developmental prospect. He can hang out with Jaren Hall and they can play video games in the closet or something. The closet is a term for Kellen Mond. I should probably, that was probably poor term because people are like, what are you talking about? No, Mike Zimmer threw Kellen Mond in the closet when he didn't want a quarterback. So
he threw him some way far away.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have you drive to Duluth. We're practicing in Duluth. Hey, there's nobody here.
Storage facility. That's exactly a point.
Round five, pick number 157 from Maryland. Quarterback. Talia Tagovailoa.
He related to somebody?
He might know a guy, yes. They might also have to flip the offense for him. But we got Penix, so you might as well, right?
Justin Herbert, is he related to him?
Right, yeah. 167th overall pick from Notre Dame. Quarterback Sam Hartman.
Oh, great head of hair.
Yeah, great head and shoulders endorsement coming. Oh,
for sure.
I'm shocked he didn't get one during college. NIL, but it is what it is.
Or the beard, the beard. It's like the Just for Men beard or whatever.
Yeah. They got Riley Leonard, too, like to replace him, which is like basically the same quarterback.
From Iowa?
No, he was from Duke.
Okay.
So he wanted to beat the Daniel Jones allegations.
Those are ones you want to beat, yeah.
Yes, definitely. 177th overall from BYU. Quarterback. Keaton Slovis.
Oh, boy.
So
Jaren Hall will be happy.
Yeah. They can hang out and they could talk about the good old days where
talk about where they couldn't do anything in the dorms.
Can't drink beer. Can't drink coffee. Can't
play cards.
Any of that. Yes. 230 from Kentucky.
Oh,
quarterback.
Tim Couch.
Devin Leary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tim Couch would be. I was going to say, I thought Tim Jared Couch was head, but I'm thinking Jared Lorenzen. Yeah, hefty lefty, baby.
He died of,
yes.
I'm going to guess weight related issue.
Yeah. Our 300 pound quarterback. That's the stuff dreams are made of. And finally, yes. And finally, pick 232.
Punter.
Torrey Taylor from Iowa.
Oh yeah.
The punter. Cause I mean, he might be able
to have a punter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to have a punter in case these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight quarterbacks don't work out. But we're diversifying our funds here.
When is that going to happen when the team plays like six quarterbacks a game and they're just like, you don't know what's coming next. We're just going to throw you off.
We'll
get there.
I got a story for you. So back in my college days at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, go Falcons. It was Halloween. And I had to go call a game the next day. Well, I, for the lack of a better word during my college days, was dumb. So this was might have been an 11 a.m. kickoff because we had to get up pretty early. But I went out and partied because, duh, it's Halloween. Oh. And I had a damn good time. Platteville is about 3.5 hours from River Falls. Ooh. So I got in the car. I don't really recall how. And my color guy drove us down to Platte and we got in there and I was getting ready for everything. And I didn't do prep because again, young, dumb college student, but, the color guy walks into the room and I'm like, how do you pronounce these? Or I mean, sorry, the other play-by-play announcer walks into the room and he goes, how do you announce these names? And, he goes, well, this is going to be wild. They play four different quarterbacks. So it feels like I have an axe in my head because of the night before. And they're out here with six different quarterbacks doing quarterback to quarterback shuffle sure. and motion and all this stuff. And I'm just like, I just want to go home. I am so sad right now. So got a big old burger from A&W on the way home.
They do that. Some college or I think it was LSU back in the day. They used to do that with Nick. Was that when Nick Saban was there? Might have been somebody else. But I just remember a bunch of teams always running like two quarterbacks if they didn't have one. But you know, the old saying goes, you know, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. But eventually, I could see some crazy things happening like that. We're like, oh, we got eight quarterbacks today. You'll never know what's coming.
Never know. That's the beauty of the NFL draft.
It'll be like in 2085.
Anyway, on that note, we should probably shut this down.
And you can't tackle. It's two hand touch.
Exactly. What's going on at the Viking Age?
Oh, we're just sifting through all the smoke and rumors and mirrors. Just trying to figure out everything.
Sorry.
Just trying to figure out everything that's going on this week before the draft. I'm looking forward to the draft actually finally happening. Tired of talking about it. Same things over and over again as it was with Kirk Cousins. Just getting to that point. But yeah, we'll have a bunch of fun stuff over there. Go check it out at VikingAge.com. Follow me, Adam Patrick NFL, on Twitter and Threads. And subscribe to the podcast because we're doing good stuff over here. And it's fun to have more people watching and listening.
When I'm not mocking mock drafts, it's definitely a hoot to be here. But that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. You can follow me on social media as well at The Real Chris Shad. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.